mojobreak.com.
Pack rippers and sports nuts, welcome to the Mojo Break Sports Card Show. This is episode one. We're going to talk about the hobby, about cards, autographs, all that fun stuff, as well as the sport behind the cards, the players, the guys to collect, who's hot. So I introduce myself since this is the first episode. My name is Doug Fresh.
I'm Dan Rage.
All right, and we're going to hear, we're going to chat it up. So hopefully we're going to do this weekly, bi-weekly. You know, shoot the mess, entertain you guys. How it's going to work, give you a little table of contents for this first show. We're going to go over the NFL draft, which guys came out of the draft that are going to be popular in some of the card releases that are coming up, as well as baseball prospects. We know Bryce Harper's hot, but who else is hot? Who do you want to invest in? Also, we're going to talk about some of the upcoming releases. We're going to review Bowman because I know that's super scorching hot right now. So we're going to give our take on it, let you know how that's going to go.
Talk about pro debut, Bowman Platinum.
We're excited. So thank you for tuning in, whether you be lifting some weights, whether you're driving in your car, or you know maybe you're just laying on your bed. Who knows? Maybe you're opening a pack of Bowman Jumbo right now. So thanks for tuning in. Mojobreak.com is the sponsor. We're double dipping a little bit. We happen to run Mojobreak.com. So, hey, why not do a podcast? All right, so we're going to get right into this segment, and we're going to review 2011 Bowman, which is so extremely hot right now. If you look on eBay, you can see that everybody's getting into the Harper mania. It was ridiculous. I went on there and I saw a Harper non-numbered auto sell for like $800 today.
Ridiculous. Crazy. I mean, even iBlack on eBay is going for a premium.
Is it Harper used iBlack or something? How do we get that authenticated? Do we go PSA DNA on that or something? But the cards themselves, I mean, the base cards, the non-chrome and the non-draft, you know, prospect cards, a little weak in my opinion. Could have done a little bit better job. I definitely like last year's a little bit better. The logo for the team is on the corner. Not really known. I mean, it looks like a card that could have been made maybe 10 years ago, in
gold,
my opinion.
Gold foil logo, if I'm correct.
It's kind of silver, I guess. It's kind of a silver foil logo.
But how do you do a Major League Team logo without having the Major League Team colors in the logo?
You know, I don't know.
I don't like that.
They tried something new.
Small name, too. The name is, like, really, really small print on the bottom. Not a big fan. The prospect cards, in my opinion, look killer, though.
Yeah, they do. They did a better job on the prospect cards with the little facsimile autos on there. I was even, actually, the first pack I opened, I almost thought I had a whole pack of autos. So I did a pretty good job on those. There is some guys that you swear that they learned how to hit before they learned how to write, and then they never learned how to write. Because you look at some of their signatures. I mean, like, Jurickson and Profar, it's like, kind of like he does some kind of ancient Hebrew logo for an autograph.
That's the last name. It's P-O-R-F.
Yeah, that's... I don't even think he knows his last name. Might have been given to him. Cuban defector, though, speaking of Jurts and Profar, his cards take a little bit of jump. But, yeah, I mean, overall, and then you have the non-bend in the chrome cards, which I think is pretty sweet, because last year it was like those things were almost like... You get a Cheerio.
Well, it's been the last couple years, and I would say Topps Chrome was probably the worst.
Yeah, it's literally like you would get one of those St. Louis arches for a pack. You know, it was like you get a Cheerio or something. It was just crazy. It's like, how can you even grade those? Like, say you actually pull the Strasburg, you're like, I'm thinking about grading it. Probably not. It's bent beyond belief.
Try getting that thing in a penny sleeve and a top loader.
They almost, you know, I was almost thinking of marketing a bent top loader, you know, just for those cards.
That would be genius.
That would be genius. You know, genius. Maybe market it. Mojo Break top loaders for your chrome cards. But, you know, being that it's the 18th right now, it just came out. It's crazy. Could have pre-sold the boxes of Jumbo for, you know, maybe $100. Today I saw boxes selling for $199, and that's, it's 2 days after release, so.
Yeah, wait until, seeing all those autos, those Harper autos sell for over $1,000, I mean, that's just going to drive it up. And I have a feeling that Tops is actually holding on to a lot of their stock. They're waiting for the price to go up. Once it hits a peak, they're going to be selling it. Wholesalers are going to be selling those for $200 a pop.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's genius of Tops if they release, you know, half the production, wait for the waters to run dry, and then come out with the, you know, everybody's, you know, needing it like a crack fiend. They come out, they hit the distributors at, you know, $200 wholesale cost, and then it hits the streets at, you know, $300, $400. This is jumbo boxes I'm talking about. So, you know, that's that. I foresee that happening. And once this, you know, maybe they even hold back the super fractor until the second run too. Who knows?
Conspiracy theory? I think not.
You know, I'd like to think the folks at Tops, you know, don't do stuff like that. But hey, they're in it to make money, right? Whatever kind of strategy you can develop to make money, you know, hey, it's fine by me.
You think this is a good product to rip and flip?
You know, the retail, maybe. You pull a Harper, you almost pay for your box. So I don't know what the, you know, if they obviously didn't short print the base Harpers or the Chromes. But, you know, I don't think any product is rip and flip. I think anything's a relative gamble. But, you know, you do hit those numbered Harper cards, and those are going for
a lot. We're talking a orange refractor sold today, Harper, for $1,500.
Wow.
Non-auto.
Just a piece of cardboard at the end of the day.
A piece of orange glossy cardboard.
You think I could print one up on my computer and put it out there? Maybe somebody would pay $5 for it, $10 maybe? I don't know.
Now we're getting in a gray area.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's very, very interesting on how the hobby works. I mean,
it is a here and now hobby. It is what is popular this second. You know, I think when Platinum hits, everybody's going to really forget about Bowman just because the price is going to be ridiculous at that point. The price could be up to $400 for a jumbo box when you can probably get a Platinum box. And you can get one right now for probably about $90 to $100 pre-sale.
Yeah, not a bad opportunity to jump on.
We're looking at Harper Autos on card. They have all the refractors numbered. I mean, 500, 250. I think there's some down to like 5, and there's also 101s. But again, on card, killer looking cards.
I agree.
Jameson Talion's in there. All the hot prospects are in there.
Yep, they seem like more of the draft picks this year in that one as opposed to the Bowman that just came out. It is funny. I kind of compare the Harper to cars. Say, you know, you say you go out and buy a new Ford off the lot, and you know, the moment you drive off the lot, the car has depreciated. See, card. I almost said it. Depreciate.
You bought a Ford.
Yeah, you bought a Ford.
Ouch.
You know, devalues. You know, $13,000 car devalues to, you know, maybe 9 or 10 if you're lucky. You can't, you know, my prediction, you buy, you know, you're one of these guys that just had to have the Harper right now, and you spent $1,000 on his base auto. You can't tell me that this time next year you're going to be able to make $200 on it, maybe 100, maybe not even 50. You're probably going to lose yourself a couple $100. That's my opinion on it. So,
well, the mentality is people are buying it, and I'm buying it now to try to sell it in the future, and it just keeps on progressing to, at one point, somebody's going to pay way over market value, and they're going to get screwed.
They are. That's already happening. And, you know,
I think people have already got screwed.
People have already gotten screwed.
Outrage.
Yeah. I mean, craziness. You know, I wish I was one of those guys that pulled a Harper auto and profit a little bit, and I could buy some more boxes. But that's besides the point.
Well, there's one up there right now that is at like $6,000 to buy it now. Refractor numbered to 50 or 25, something like that. Auto.
Can you imagine, like, the dope vacation you can have in Vegas with $6,000?
Well, how about this? What do you think the Super Fractor auto is going to go for?
Let's say, yeah, I don't know. Between 10 and 15, I'm going to say at the end of the day.
Really?
That's low ball.
No, remember what happened with the Strasburg?
Yeah, that thing went up to $500,000.
I mean, are we looking at a card that is out there that is going to be worth $100,000, a new card, a guy who's never even seen a major league pitch? At least Strasburg was actually in the majors already.
Well, that's what I think is going to hold back the superfractor Harper is the fact that when this kid sees major league pitching, what's going to happen? I think Harper is a great player. Is he going to be one of the greatest? I don't know yet. I think he's, if you watch tape on this kid, you see that he's got this timing mechanism with his foot. I don't know if he uses it to time pitches, but it almost seems like that's how he developed his power. You know, which is, it's working so far in, what did he play for, a college? He played for a community college.
In Nevada.
In Nevada, and working in single A so far. Do you think Tim Lincecum's going to, he's going to be able to time Tim Lincecum's with his arsenal of pitches? You know, guys that are out there like Felix Hernandez. I don't know. I'll have to see it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just think that he's, being a major league hitter these days.
Let's face it. The guys who are in the starting rotation in major leagues are the best pitchers in the league.
Right. They're the best of the best.
They're best of the best. I mean, I think if you were to throw him out there right now, I think Bryce Harper is a 250 hitter. I think he, nobody has that natural ability just to go into the majors, maybe pitching, but not hitting, where you're just going to be able to hit the cover off the ball. It just doesn't happen.
And look, we're not trying to be downers. I know if you're that guy that just spent $1,000, you're like, oh God, I just could have spent my money on other stuff. Not saying that. Maybe
We're just two dudes talking.
Given our opinions. Podcast.
Come on.
You know, that's what we have to say. But, I'd love to have one in my hands right now. I'm not going to pay a grand for it, but maybe I'll get one in a pack. I don't know. But, we're going to say over and under. So what are you going to say? Being that it's the 18th right now of May 2011, what are the prices of a Bowman jumbo box going to be this time next month?
$350. And I'm going to say... I'm gonna say $200 on a regular hobby box. $200 for one auto, but don't forget the color that you can get in those hobby boxes.
Yeah. Well, I went and bought a box today. Actually, a couple days ago, I was I literally had to tackle the lady that was putting the cards out. There was a lot of people getting into those cards. I bought some retail. I didn't get an auto. I did get a Harper base, which might be on the old FeeBay. I might buy myself a jumbo box if I get a good deal. I don't know, but I'm thinking I'm going to take a little bit higher than you, and we got a bet. I don't know what we're going to risk on this bet, but I'm going to say 370 on the jumbo, and I'm going to go 180 on the hobby version, and let's switch it up a little bit. So we're going to be back this time next month, and we're going to see who got closer. So, all right. Well, we'll be back right after this song.
You'll find me. find the energy to make it on your own. But if you're like me, it will lead you home. You find the energy to make it on your own. But if you're like me, it will lead you home. You find the energy to make it on your own. But if you're like me, it will lead you home.
Well, that's a fairly new band called Before the Rise with the song called Crutch. Killer jam.
Flashbacks of mediocrity. The year is 1999. This is the average Joe walking into a card store.
Pretty fly for a waka.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Think I'm going to buy a box of that 99 playoff contenders, man. Need to get me a Tim Couch. Going to be dope.
That's a hot product, man. A lot of people are going for, you know, they're saying some good things about that Donald Driver guy.
I never even heard of him, man. Not like he's going to win a Super Bowl like my boy Tim Couch.
Tim Couch.
Or Cade McNown. I'm hoping for a Cade McNown auto. All right, man.
You're looking for those quarterbacks. What other kind of quarterbacks are you looking for out of that?
Maybe Achilles Smith. I heard he had such a good college career. Heisman Trophy winner, man. That guy is going to be so good.
Achilles out of Bengals camp. They're saying Achilles Smith might be the next Jonna Carter.
Oh, man. I can't wait. All right, let me get this pack open. There's that Donald Driver guy. I don't think that guy's going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. I've heard good things about him.
No, I don't think that guy's going to win the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, okay.
Base, Dre Blyott, I've never heard of him. Base, Peerless Price, base. Oh, Achilles Smith auto! Nice. Achilles Smith auto, dude!
There you go, man, you're hot.
Achilles Smith auto.
You're really pulling out some good stuff.
Come 2011, this guy is going to be like a five-time Pro Bowler, probably going to win a couple Super Bowls. This guy is the future, I'm telling you.
Maybe even a future Hall of Famer.
I'm telling you. Everybody says Edgerrin James is going to have a better career, but Achilles Smith, man, I'm going to buy all Achilles Smith cards. This is the sign. Achilles Smith, mark my words.
This has been an episode of Flashbacks of Mediocrity.
All right, so we're going to get into the NFL draft, but before we do that, you guys are probably wondering, what the heck's a mojo break? What's a group break? A lot of you still don't know what a group break is. Basically, what we do, we love opening packs, got a little hard in the wallet, had the girlfriend go, why'd you spend $500 on cards this month? So, and I know you guys would have a little bit more money than we do, it's not a big thing. So we thought, why not start a business slash hobby where we open packs and everybody else enjoys those packs with us? So basically what we do is everybody buys in, they buy either a team or we do a random spot to get a team. So, you know, so we got a whole case, like, for example, Bowman Jumbo. Say if we were to do that, or better yet, we got a Top Series 2 coming out that's sold out. We're doing a whole case of that. Somebody buys a spot, that entitles them to a team, and the box is opened, the cards from their team are theirs. So if they had the Giants, say Brandon Belt came in, that's their card, Brandon Belt Auto. So it's a cheap way to get something really good.
And it really works for people who like collecting their team.
Yes.
Basically, like, I'm a Giants fan. I join a group bake. I get every single Giants card in the case. That's awesome. I mean, that is a... And plus, I mean,
nobody can really afford to go out and just buy a full case just to, you know, rip it open and see what happens. This way, you know, you're gonna get a case hit. There's a chance that you may get it. It's a cheap way, I feel, for the hobby guys.
It is. You know, I mean, we have spots that range anywhere from $25 up to $60, $70 on the higher end stuff, and maybe sometimes even higher. It just depends on what you're into. Like we did a National Treasures break where we were doing it by divisions. A guy wound up buying two divisions for, I think it was like $150, which is, you know, like a third of the cost of the box. He wound up getting a Mark Sanchez Sean Green 1/1 Reebok logo patch. And he had the Bears as well, and he got a Walter Payton cut auto. So, I mean, for $150, for a fraction of the box, the guy got like $1,200, $1,500 in value in cards. So that's what people are really after, and that's why we do it. And if you go on mojobreak.com, you see some of the cards that we pulled for people. We never really do our own breaks. We're never really in our breaks unless we have to speed the breaks up. So we just do it for everybody else. We record live on YouTube. You can see our videos. So enough about us. That's just basically what we do. If you're still scratching your head, I think I'm going to put a instructional video on what a group break is, because a lot of people still don't know about that. But getting into the NFL draft, I think it was pretty eventful for a lot of teams. There was a lot of quarterbacks taken in the first round. And obviously the topic on everybody's mind and the card that everybody wants right now out of football, Cam Newton. You know, I don't know. My personal take on Cam Newton is if it looks like a Russell, talks like a Russell, it's probably a Jamarcus. You know, but we'll see. We'll see what we'll see what Cam Newton brings to the table.
I think he has a little bit more of a skill set than Jamarcus Russell. He has the talent to basically be a quarterback, a championship caliber quarterback. Probably not. But you know, he'll be an exciting guy to watch. Thing is that with a quarterback, you can't just throw him into a system and expect him to do something special, especially when they had no real pieces around him. They have no offensive line. The receivers are aging, except for the guys they drafted last year. You know, it's gonna be some growing pains, but we'll see. I'm actually pretty optimistic on Cam Newton. I think they made the right choice.
So you're saying Carolina's like 5 years away from being 5 years away?
They're 5 years away from being 5 years away.
Kind of like my Niners. That's beside the point. What I, you know, came out a couple days ago is that they had Cam Newton working out with Chris Wienke, which, you know, I'm no statistician or anything, but I jumped on the Wikipedia and saw that that guy, he was a first-round pick, Carolina, so you know, it makes sense, but... Guy threw 15 touchdowns and 26 interceptions. I mean, you know, that's on the
how many interceptions?
26.
That's not bad.
So for every touchdown he threw in
his career, one season.
That was one game.
That was one game.
No, it was in a course of a couple years. He was on the historic team that was 1-15. So they actually won their first game and then they lost 15 in a row. So,
just give Wienke a chance.
Just give Wienke a chance, you know. They're going to bring out those signs. Maybe he's battling for the job. It might be a quarterback controversy.
He has just as good of a chance to be a starting quarterback as, say, Matty Moore.
Even throw Jimmy Clausen into that mix. But what does Jimmy Clausen think? Jeez, the guy he gets thrown in there his rookie year, thrown to the Wolves, didn't even get to sit that long. And then they go out, hey, let's draft Cam Newton. I keep wanting to say Jamarcus Russell. Let's draft Cam Newton. I mean, come on. Guy's just getting shat on. But I don't know. See who gets to get number two. I guess there's a little controversy there.
I think that's the real question.
Who's getting number two?
Who's going to be Dose?
Well, I think he offered him, what, 75 grand for his number?
In gifts and prizes.
Like PayPal, like gifted him?
It's a... In signed number two Carolina Cam Newton jerseys. He's all, I'm going to give you $75,000 worth.
I'll do dual autos. Just me and you. Just me and you, bro. That's going to be funny. I wonder if they actually would have a dual auto of Cam Newton and Jimmy Clausen that will be worth $3 in 2017.
Let's get off of Jimmy Clausen. Let's move into somebody else.
Well, you know, it was a very quarterback-heavy first round. The next guy off the board was Jake Locker, who, in my opinion, out of all these guys, is probably the most NFL-ready. So I think Tennessee did make the best pick there.
He comes out last year. He's probably the number one pick. Over my boy Sammy Brad. Thank God that didn't happen.
So if it was the NFL, as Dave Damashek podcast will say, still a little bit from him, we might be looking at the Rams having Jake Locker instead of Sammy Brad, huh?
Yeah, and who knows what they got? Who would have got Sammy Brad?
You know, I don't know. You know, maybe who was taken last year? Who was the next quarterback taken after Sammy Brad? Was it Colt McCoy? Maybe Cleveland had Sammy Brad next year. What if?
Maybe.
But
was it Timothy Tebow?
Timothy? Well, no, he was. Well, actually, you're right. I think there was only two quarterbacks taken in the first round, and Denver traded to get Mr.
May Tebow. Have been Timothy Tebow.
You know, then Blaine Gabbert was taken, you know, with Jacksonville at number 10. You know, he's another guy he might get thrown in, right? Well, he's going to sit behind Garrard for a little while, but I don't know how much.
Garrard is an efficient quarterback.
He is or isn't?
He is.
He is. He does manage a game. I mean, they really don't have, I mean, they have Mike Sims-Walker who had a down year. I mean, it's pretty much Maurice Jones-Drew's team, but, you know, Garrard does manage the game well.
They drafted a receiver last year, didn't they?
I think they did Mike Thomas.
Mike Thomas,
Mike
yeah.
Thomas. So, you know, we'll see. Blaine Gabbert gets to sit for a little while. Another guy that got drafted in the first round, Christian Ponder, I think he gets thrown to the Wolves right away, depending on what the free agency brings. But I think, you know, with Tavares and Joe Reb, the former receiver slash turned into, let's turn him into a quarterback. I think that Christian Ponder might get thrown in there right away.
That was the big surprise of the first round.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. I think Detroit Lions, with the pick right after that, snagging up Nick Fairley. Can you imagine those two beasts on that line running at you? Got Fairley and Sue. They're only going to make themselves better. I think Detroit is really sewed up their defense. I'd say that Detroit makes the playoffs this year. They got a lot of good players on their team.
All comes down to Matthew Stafford. Can he stay healthy?
That arm that keeps falling off.
Can he stay healthy? The thing with Nick Fairley is what I've heard is his work ethic isn't there and doesn't have a lot of endurance. So he might be kind of switching in and out a lot. I don't think he's gonna play.
Like he's gonna be sleeping.
Yeah.
He's going to just need some oxygen.
He's going to need to lay down.
He's going to need to...
I'm going to have to take a series off, bro.
He's going
to
be laying on the ground with a half-eaten donut laying on his chest. Well, that's the good thing is Sue supposedly does have a really good work ethic, so maybe, you know, he feeds off that and does good. He definitely got a lot of talent.
Sue is a beast.
Sue's a beast. But I think that really the steal of the draft, based on where New Orleans got him, was Mark Ingram. I think the guy fills in right away. If you guys are fantasy guys, if there's any rookie running back that gets taken, obviously, the first one was taken was Mark Ingram. I think that's the guy. They've had some problems with Reggie Kardashian and, you know,
P.T. Cruiser
and, you know, kind of a three-headed monster, Chris Ivory. You know, then you can't find the right guy.
Mike Bell,
the guy that was on Denver, that probably played for the AFL and the CFL and the Arena League, you know. But I think Mark Ingram comes in, and he's a 20 carry a game back. I think he's their guy. I think Reggie Bush still gets involved. But I think the New Orleans realizes that they need to find a back that can.
I think Mark Ingram is your typical hard-nosed running back.
Nose for the end zone?
The nose for the end zone. I'm saying he's going to get about 15 touchdowns, and he'll go over 1,000 yards.
1,000 yards, yeah. I think he's going to have a good rookie campaign. I think that's the guy in the first round that's going to make the most impact next year. I mean, Julio Jones, I think, will do really well in Atlanta, and that is really an offense to be reckoned with Michael Turner running the ball. You got Matty Ice throwing the ball, and then you got Roddy White on one side and Julio Jones on the other side. Then throw a little Tony Gonzalez if he still plays.
And Jenkins, right?
And Jenkins.
He's still there.
And, you know, they got, who's that other?
Harry Douglas.
I got a Harry Douglas for you. My Douglas is Harry. But, and then they also got, who's that other running back that got hurt last year that was actually pretty decent?
Norwood.
Jarius Norwood. So, pretty pretty good offense. As long as that defense can hold up, I think they're going far and might even be talking about Super Bowl for the Falcons.
The Dirty Birds.
What if it's a... I'm going to make an early prediction. I'm going to say it's going to be the Falcons against the Lions in the NFC Championship.
I thought you were going to say the Super Bowl. I'm all... Well, there might be a lockout. You never know.
An AFC lockout only. So, but, you know, there's some good products. Go back to the hobby talk. There's some good products coming out. Obviously, Prestige is coming out in a couple weeks. Pretty much all the draft picks signed. I watched the little video on Panini where they had, you guys could check it out on YouTube, as they had all the guys sign, and what they did is they had a helmet, a blank helmet insert. So what they did is after they signed, or after the draft, they put the helmet on the card. So that's kind of how, it, you know, I was like, man, they got 2 weeks to push this product out. How are they going to do it? But they had these guys sign before they were drafted, and they waited to put the logo on. They also have some NFL draft patches that these guys signed. I don't think it says a team unless it says on the back. So, but looks like a pretty good product. There's also some legend stuff in there.
Manufactured draft patch, right?
I mean, yeah, manufactured.
Where would that come from?
I don't know.
Napkin?
Yeah.
Like a draft napkin?
Like somebody hand drew it or something? Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a little
authentic
little piece of the draft.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be interesting. Prestige is going to be pretty nice. We're actually doing a break on that. It's already sold out. So, but after that, Elite is going to be nice because it's going to be the first card showing them in their uniforms, I hope.
Hopefully.
We'll see how the holdout goes. But Panini is going to introduce their first booklet cards, which I've seen the Montana and the Brady dual auto. Pretty sweet. So, Panini's actually finally went, Topps had the booklet cards. People want the booklet cards. Let's make some booklet cards. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. We do have some spots open on that Elite. So if you guys are into that, check out mojobreak.com. But it's going to be a good product. Football is going to be really hot this year because there's a lot of talent in the first round.
A lot of quarterbacks. People love quarterbacks. Quarterback cards go up. The Elite was a huge product last year. That, like, really, really took off. I think it's going to do the same exact thing this year. As long as there is a season. I mean, if there's no season, then who knows what we do. I mean...
Well, they're still going to make the cards, and they're still going to be collectors. So, it's just going to be, you know, only time will tell on that. But I can't imagine a year without football, and I don't think anybody else can either. So I think they'll agree. I think it's just going to mess with some of the OTAs and some of the young guys that actually need some reps. I think it's going to affect them. So I think there's going to be some rusty players out there this year. But, you know, it'll work out. It'll work itself out. At least that's what I'm saying. You know, one thing that's funny with football cards, as you guys will notice, defensive players really, as far as value, there is no value comparative to the, you know, quarterbacks, the receivers, running backs coming out of the draft. Sue was an exception. His probably cards were the only ones that were really, you know, going up last year. It'll be interesting to see with all these impact players that got drafted, like Fairley, Akamura, am I saying his name? Probably not saying his name right. Robert Quinn from the worst team in the NFC West.
Fighting St. Louis Rams.
I'm really stuck on getting this guy's name right. Amukamara. Prince Amukamara. Say that 10 times fast. What if his parents were fans of Purple Rain? There's also Alden Smith from your 49ers. Patrick Peterson. So there's a lot of Von Miller. There's a lot of impact defensive guys. So it'll be interesting to see which guys are going to be popular as far as cards are concerned. So,
but put in perspective, usually the defensive players, their cards don't sell, like you just got done saying.
Right.
For as much as the quarterbacks, offensive players, receivers, running backs. Even Sue, his cards didn't even get close to where Tebow's cards got, or Sam Bradford.
Or even Dez Bryant.
So maybe this year, we need that one guy to come out to just really be a game changer.
Right.
You know, Patrick Willis was a game changer when he came out. Were his cards? I mean, that wasn't a great draft class that year.
No, I mean, his cards do semi well, but still, I was able to get a an exquisite number to 25 auto jersey. Wasn't a rookie though, maybe that's why, but I got it for like $25. So considering how low of a number it was, and it was out of an exquisite series, thought it was kind of low for you know, the three-time Pro Bowler, but you know, we'll see. There's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of talent. I think all these guys can make impacts right away, and I think all of them will play right away. All these defensive guys that got drafted in the first round, I think they're all going to play immediately. So it's not like they're going to sit like these quarterbacks will. So, you know, maybe this is the year that, you know, the hobby keeps getting bigger and bigger, and maybe this is the year that defensive guys get noticed and their cards sell well.
So, Doug, I have, just to leave the football on this note, you have one card to get. One of one auto out of the first round. Who is it? Who do you think it's going to be the best investment?
You know what? I'm going to go with Julio Jones. I think that, you know, being on a team with a great receiver, I think the problem with Julio Jones is he's had a little bit of troubled past, and people are worried about, like, maybe another Randy Moss and things like that. But I think being with Roddy White, who is a stand-up guy, who kind of has a good work ethic, I think it's going to turn him into a great receiver. Plus, all the coverage is going to be taken away from Roddy White. And back to my Harry Douglas, they really don't have anybody else besides Tony Gonzalez to throw to. So I think the kid's going to get like 1,200 yards this year, maybe 8-9 touchdowns. That's my prediction. I think Julio Jones is going to be the investment. What's your take?
I would actually say Mark Ingram. And and I think Julio Jones may be the most talented guy in the first round that came out. But the reason why I'm going to say Mark Ingram, because all the pieces are already together. Yeah. I mean, that offense is a powerhouse. And the one thing that they've always lacked is that one running back who can run the ball 20 times a game. And I think, with that said, the Saints might be unstoppable. I mean, you put a guy who can carry the ball 20 times and maybe get you 100 yards, get in the end zone. What is that going to do for the passing game right. That is already the best in the league?
Yeah, Breeze is going to have a field day with you know, play actions and stuff like that.
I mean, with guys like Holston and Henderson and like
Meacham,
and I mean,
you can pull a guy out of the stands and he's going to do good on that offense. As far as a receiver,
and I just feel that pick, if he is that bruising running back who can carry the ball and take the load off the passing game, that team is going to win a Super Bowl.
Well, you heard it here. You know, let's hope for a Julio Jones and let's hope for a Mark Ingram coming out of some packs. So, you know, like I said, our Prestige is already sold out, but you can watch the videos on YouTube. We'll have it the link on our site as well. That's mojobreak.com. All right, we got another song for you. Thank you.
room's on fire now. I'm gonna light a match just to watch you burn. You'll never go.
Was Dangerous New Machine with Burn rocking out. You know you want to throw those horns. All right, we're getting in the baseball segment. We're going to approach this, actually, I'm going to approach this similar to a stock report. Buy, sell, hold type deal. So we're going to go over some of the guys that I want you guys to sell that I sold and I made a little bit of profit on. First off, and these probably aren't no secret, Eric Hosmer just got called up, hitting pretty well for Kansas City. I sold a Razor Auto, mind you, non-licensed. It's on a manufactured patch. Sold for $29, and it wasn't even numbered. I think I paid that much for the whole box. So Eric Hosmer definitely spiked. Dustin Ackley just got called up, so you know he's got his stuff last year in the 2010 Bowman. His cards have jumped pretty high. You know, I don't know, maybe hold on to him for a little while, but his cards are selling really well already. So if you want to unload on some Ackley, those are the two guys right now that I think that you can go ahead and sell. Get into some of the prospects that you want to buy, the guys that are doing well in the minors. Start off with Anthony Rizzo, first baseman for San Diego, hitting 10 home runs, batting 372, and leading AAA with 45 RBIs. San Diego got him in the Gonzalez trade. So, thought they got a pretty good puzzle piece for unloading some salary there. His 2010 Bowman Chrome cards have already spiked a tad, and they're around $20 to $50, not numbered. So, I still think it's going to go up. I think he's going to get called up. San Diego's starting off kind of slow. I think he's going to be up by mid-year. Definitely playing first base for him. He's ready. His cards are going to be in a Boston uniform, but pick them up. I have a few myself. Next guy is Brett Lowry, third baseman for Toronto, batting 321. He's got 8 home runs, 9 stolen bases. So you can see he's got a little bit of power, a little bit of speed, hitting for average. He's only in 2008 Razor. Same thing as what I mentioned earlier on the Hosmer. It's in the manufactured patch, but still a card I could think you should buy because it's only, like, you can get it for $3, $4 on eBay. Hold on to it. Toronto's a mess. I mean, they got Batista hitting some home runs right now, but they're always a revolving door of players, so I think he'll get a chance at some point. Next guy is labeled the home run king in Arizona, Paul Goldschmidt. 14 home runs, leading AA with 35 RBIs, batting 336. The big question with Paul the last couple years is the average. He's been kind of mid-250s, 270s. People are saying, you know, he's got the power, but can he hit for average? So he's come out the gate, 336 this year. Think he's a guy you want to buy into. 2010 Bowman Platinum is where you can find his autos. They're going for around 10 to 20, so good price to invest. And you know what? Now might be the time with this Harper mania. No one's thinking about buying anything but Harper right now. So, you know, this week or two might be a time to buy some cards while Bowman is hot. Buy something other than Bowman cards. So I know I tried to sell a Sterling Hayward, a 2010 Bowman Sterling auto of Hayward, and I only got $24 for it. And I ended my auction on Wednesday, right when Bowman came out. Probably not too smart. You know, I seen them go for around $40-$45 when they first came out. You know, obviously Bowman produced a ton of Jason Hayward rookie card, prospect cards, auto cards. So even though it's still considered his rookie card, there's a crap load of Haywards out there. So getting back into it, another guy from San Diego you want to buy into, James Darnell. In 124 at-bats in AA this year, he's hitting 379. He's got 6 home runs. You know, it's hard to hit in San Diego, but he looks like obviously he's a average guy coming out of the gates this year. You can get his cards in 2010 Bowman Chrome, and they're going anywhere from $5 to $10, so relatively low investment on that one. You know, the guy comes up. Like I said, San Diego's got some problems with hitting, and they've had that problems in that park for a while, so they always seem to bring up guys. Next guy is Tim Wheeler. He's been doing really well. He was a first rounder of 2009. He's batting .321 so far, 11 home runs, 30 RBIs. You can get him in 2009 Bowman Sterling right now for around $5 to $7. So I know it's a sticker auto, but that set kind of flopped. You can get Bowman Sterling boxes for around $160. I think the only draw in that product is Mike Trout. If you're a Giants fan, Zach Wheeler. But there really wasn't that hot prospect in 2009 out of Bowman Sterling. So. But his cards go for $5 to $7. First rounder, like I said, good guy to invest in. So next guy's a pitcher from Kansas City who has a really good minor league system. As we've seen Hosmer coming up, they got Mike Moustakas. They did really good with drafting Christian Colon, who's surprisingly, when I was looking at the stats, the guy didn't play in AAA already. Talk about moving up real quick. But this next guy is Jake Odorizzi. Right-handed pitcher out of Kansas City. He's playing a single A right now, almost through a no-hitter. You know, obviously guys in minors only pitch like 6-7 innings, but he had a no-hitter through 6. His strikeout to walk ratio is 51-8 with an opponent batting average of 190. So, he's going to get promoted pretty soon. He came over in the Zach Greinke trade, so looks like the Kansas City's, you know, minds, you know, the minds behind the team are really pulling off some good deals, drafting some good guys. So I think there's been a drought in Kansas City, and, you know, obviously since George Brett and, you know, Bo Jackson. It's been a little while since Kansas City's got a winning team, but they definitely are on the right track. I'd see a Kansas City, I'm going to make a bold prediction and say Kansas City playoff appearance by 2016. So I don't know. You know, write that down. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Next one's going to be a homer pick. Gary Brown, drafted this year. He's playing in San Jose AAA for the Giants. He's a center fielder. He's got 22 stolen bases, and he's just under 300. But he's coming out of the draft last year. He was the fastest guy, the most pure athlete coming out of the draft. He's working on his defense a little bit, but 22 stolen bases. I mean, he's pretty much just stealing at will this year so far. So, Gary Brown, you can catch it. He's in a couple different cards. You can get his Sterling auto. I just got one for like $7 or $8. That's a sticker auto. The Chrome goes for a little bit more, which was a redemption at one point. That's 2010 Bowman Chrome. But you can get that for around $15, though. That's on card. So a little more desired. It's funny that the tides have turned. People, you know, want the Chrome stuff a little bit more than the Sterling at times because of the on card. So I hope these manufacturers are listening. We want on-card autos. I know it's really difficult to do at times with these guys actually playing, but on-card autos is the way to go. So, and then the Bryce Harper watch, which I should have some theme, some epic theme music in here, some Warrior Paint theme music for this Bryce Harper watch. But last week, wasn't too shabby. Went 15 for 30, batting a measly 500 there. It's okay, right? A little, you know, it's okay, you know. He three doubles, a home run, two walks, 7 strikeouts though. So half the time he was getting out, he was striking out. So obviously this guy's probably swinging for the fences, but batting 500. So he's picking up. You know, he's living up to the hype so far. But that is single A. We've seen him in community college rip it up. We've seen him in double A or single A so far ripping it up. Be interesting to see. You know, Baseball America compared his career so far to Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez at this point was already in Double A, so and in his first year while he was 18, Alex Rodriguez actually got some reps in the major league. So he ascended through the system in 1 year. So don't think Bryce Harper will do that, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's in Triple A by the end of the year. And you know, who knows? Maybe if the Nationals are just completely tanking, they get him some at bats, but. You know, and the way the psychology of the game is that you don't want to throw a guy to the wolves and just kill a psyche. You know, he gets up there, strikes out a few times, doesn't do well, averages around 200. That can get in your head for the rest of your life. So just like I compare it to quarterbacks. Alex Smith, you know, guy from the Niners. I'm a big Niner fan. The guy got hit too many times early in his career. He had too many different playbooks. He's running scared out there. He has the talent, but it's in his psyche. And I think these major league teams have money invested in these guys, and they want to be absolutely positive that he's 100% ready, not only physically but mentally, to go out there and play the game. And hitting is tough. You know, like we said in the earlier segment, pitching, you know, you got a guy that throws 100 miles an hour, he might figure it out in the major leagues. He ascends, you know, moves up real quick, gets some major league reps, gets some games started, gets blown up a little bit, but he throws 100 miles an hour, he'll figure it out. Hitting is a whole other ballgame. You don't see Roy Halladay's, Cliff Lee's, you know, in the minors. You might see a little bit, maybe one out of every 10 games you play, but you don't see that. You don't see guys that master the game that well in the minor leagues. So, but Bryce Harper, nuts right now. So, wonder who's going to be that guy next year. You know, I mean, there's Sonny Gray. There's guys coming, you know, that's got USA cards out right now that are hot. But no one's got the hype that Bryce Harper had that's coming out of next year's draft. So, be interesting to see. So, that's our baseball segment. You know, obviously buy and sell. You know, thank you for tuning in on that. So, I hit up eBay a lot, you know, and it's a real fickle market. That's why I kind of compare it to the stock market. You got to sell your card at the right time. I mean, like, look last year, for example. Daniel Neva came out. The guy's 30 years old, was playing in the minor leagues for I don't know, God knows how long. Well, he has a rookie card in Bowman. Comes out and hits a home run in his first at-bat, grand slam in his first at-bat. Cards jump through the roof. I mean, guys are paying... it was like a purple number to 700 or what is it, 777 or no, 999. Somebody paid like $20 for a Daniel Neva purple. It was ridiculous. So I said, oh, I'm going to throw mine on there. Well, 2 days later, I got like 50 cents or something for mine. So it's just catching the right moment. The guy comes out, you know, get his cards out there. If you're a type of guy that's buying and selling, it's all about timing. It's all about buying low and selling high. That's why it's just like the stock market. So just keep up. Baseball America is a good site for stats. And minor league baseball, you know, you just search it. They have all the stats. Just find out what guy got drafted. You guys might already do that, but that's what I do. I love reading this stuff, and I love watching the games. I catch a few San Jose Giants games around here. So, but it's funny. It's interesting. Bowman, no one cares about anything right now but Bowman. So, well, with that being said, MojoBreak.com has some really sweet group breaks coming up that are filled with prospects. So, go over the first one. Is Pro Debut. We mentioned it earlier in the beginning of the podcast. We're going to talk about it a little bit. We got a 12-box case break going on a Pro Debut. They got some really nice prospects. They have a one-of-one Bryce Harper cut auto. And what they did is they had him sign a ball, and they cut the ball so you could see the laces. Looks like it's game used from the picture. Pretty dope. That's obviously going to be the chase card in that set. But as far as prospects is concerned, they got some autos of Cito Culver, Mike Moustakas, Zach Wheeler, Mike Pineda, Michael Choice, Josh Bitters, Jeff Locke, Blake Smith, Jesse Biddle. And then they're also, what they're doing is they're doing the side-by-side dual autographs. So they got Grant Green, Christian Colon, Dustin Ackley, Manny Machado, Tony Sanchez, Jameson Taillon. You know, there's some really good checklists here. So they're also doing a, kind of disappoints me, but what they're doing is a cut auto as well. What they did is they cut the auto from an Affleck card. So, you know, I need to wait and see if I really like it. I'd rather just have the Affleck card. Why not just, you know, put a stamp on it and number them? But they have some a debut cut of Jameson Taillon, Cam Bedrosian, Justin O'Connor, Chavez Clark, Yodi Cabrera. So, you know, where it's the cut signature from their Affleck card. So, you know, I got to see it in person before I rip on it. But like I said, I'd rather have the Taillon, you know, Affleck version of the card. Seems more valuable to me. So, and the thing about Pro Debut this year is it's only one series. So they packed all these guys into one thing. Last year they did the two series. And the regular base cards are in the same format as the 2011 Tops, which I actually really dig. I dug 2010 Tops, but I do dig the 2011 Tops format as well. So every time I stop by Target, I try to go and pick up a few packs and see what I get. You know, love the diamond codes. Very good marketing strategy by Tops. So another break we're doing, which I think, you know, is going to be extremely hot. When Bowman dies down, which is going to be in a month or so, who knows, maybe it lasts longer than that. Bowman Platinum is right around the corner. It's got Bryce Harper prospect autos. It's got a lot of the guys that just got drafted the first round. This year's draft was amazing. So you got Manny Machado autos, you got Deck McGuire, Hayden Simpson, Kyle Sager, Matt Lipka, Cito Culver, Cutter Dykstra, Jordan Swaggerty, Brandon Belt, Leon Landry, Michael Choice. They also got some autographed relics in there, too, of current stars. So you got your Evan Longoria, Josh Hamilton, Corey Hart, J.P. Arencibia, Rick Porcello, Jason Hayward, Jeremy Hellickson, who's hot right now, Mike Stanton, Carlos Gonzalez, Freddie Freeman, Starling Castro, Matt Latos. They've also done some dual auto relics, which is Jason Hayward, Freddie Freeman. That would be a dope card to get. Clay Buchholz, Phil Hughes, Mike Stanton, Dominic Brown, Madison Bumgarner, and Buster Posey. Oh, I just went 6 to midnight on that one. Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford, Carlos Gonzalez, Josh Hamilton dual auto. They've also even thrown in triple autos, which, looking at the picture here, is absolutely ridiculous. They got Steven Strasburg, Bryce Harper. Doesn't even matter the next name, but it's Ryan Zimmerman. So those three guys on one card, amazing. They got Bryce Harper, Jameson Taillon, Manny Machado triple autos, Jason Hayward, Mike Stanton, Dominic Brown triple auto, Manny Machado, Christian Colon, Grant Green triple auto. I mean, they've also got the Hextagraph book, which is even more ridiculous, of Harper, Hayward, Stanton, Josh Hamilton, Justin Upton, and Dominic Brown. They haven't even announced the rest of them, so I'm sure based on how guys do this year. They also inserted the 60th anniversary autographs as well, which they have Harper's in that too. So we're doing a 12-box group break on that, which you can catch on the website. So that's going to be really hot. I think we already sold one whole case of that as far as a group break is concerned. So check out mojobreak.com for all of our group breaks. So thank you for tuning in. Sorry we said a lot. That's something that we're going to practice the next podcast. So, you know, doing this on the fly, you know, you say, you can collect your thoughts. So, but bear with us. And thank you for tuning in. Check out mojobreak.com. See some of our YouTube videos. Keep the hobby alive. Keep ripping those packs. And you guys have a good one. Peace.
Mojobreak.com.